Unit 1. Task B. Exercise D.
So, you want to choose a picture that shows how big and small creatures live together?
No, not exactly. How old and young live together in peace.
You mean like fathers and sons or daughters? Yes, that would be a good idea for a birthday card.
Okay. So, you see here my first suggestion. This is actually a whole family, with a little one on its mother's back.
Yeah, quite nice. But they're too small to be seen clearly, I think.
So, let me show you this picture here. They are really thick-skinned animals.
Great. Yeah. On second thoughts, the baby rhino is almost hidden away.
Oh, but I like it. It's symbolic, you know. You need a thick skin sometimes.
Yeah. Here's another shot of some monkeys. A nice close-up. I went very near and used a telephoto. What do you think? I quite like it.
It's a bit blurry. You know, the baby in the foreground is moving its arm.
Oh, I see. Okay. The hairstyle is cute, but yeah, the quality. Here's my personal favourite.
Oh, no wonder. A cute little monkey she is too. How old is your daughter now?
She's 7 and a bit. I see, you don't want any human babies in your photo. How about this one then?
Oh, what monsters! But hey, no, it's only one creature, isn't it? The reflection had me fooled for a moment there. I thought one croc was lying on another one.
Got you there, eh? Now, my final suggestion, and then I've run out of photos. Here's this very relaxed mother, probably resting after giving birth. Isn't she a lovely sight?
Oh, she is lovely, yeah. I wish I was as relaxed as this. But there's no baby to be seen, is there now? I think this is out of the question. I think I still prefer the ones with the big horns. This one looks a bit like my dear husband.
Now, you compare me to a rhino. I won't have it. I prefer the mother and the baby who are feeding, despite the technical quality.
Oh, well, if you must, I'll give in. We did speak about living together in peace.